The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm journalist and beauty obsessive Mara Schiavocampo. Today on The Trend Reporter, Trader Joe's best and worst holiday foods.
They're delicious. They're classic. They come out right every time.
Classic dishes and fresh new takes on holiday staples. But which ones are on the nice list?
It's covered in almonds and sugar, and the apples are just so perfect and delicious.
And which ones are oh so naughty?
It looks like cafeteria food, like fifth grade cafeteria food.
We're bringing you everything you need to know about the beauty, fashion, and food trends worth knowing. We are heading into the holidays, and for a lot of us, that means food, a lot of comfort food, which, I'm sorry, if we ever deserved comfort food, it was now. We probably need a lot more comfort food than usual this year for obvious reasons. When it comes to the holidays and our comfort food, I think that we can all agree that there are some classic staples that we absolutely can't live without. So, for example, like mine is gravy. I live for gravy. I put gravy on everything on my Thanksgiving plate. It goes on the turkey, it goes on the ham, it goes on the macaroni and cheese, it goes on the mashed potatoes, it goes on whatever vegetable I'm eating, it goes on the biscuits, it goes on the cornbread, it goes on the cranberry sauce. I put gravy on my gravy. I could literally drink gravy. So that's a staple. And then some people like to throw in a little remix, a fresh take on a classic. So for example, instead of candied yams, you might do something like a sweet potato casserole. So we're going to get into all that today, but we're going to take a look at classics and remixes from Trader Joe's. And this is backed by popular demand. You guys seem to love these Trader Joe's lists. We've done two. This is our third. You guys love them. I aim to please. So here's one more. Okay, but here's the catch. Not all of the Trader Joe's holiday offerings are nice. Some are definitely on the naughty list. So my first gift to you this year is this episode, Trader Joe's Holiday Foods. And my second gift to you is telling you what to stay away from, what is on the naughty list. So joining me now to reveal our Trader Joe's naughty and nice list is Madeline Thomas, who runs the massively popular Trader Joe's food review Instagram account, Trader Jolene. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How was testing all the new stuff?
Fun? Oh my God. It was a lot. I ate so many heavy things the last couple of days. I feel like I'm in dire need of some salad.
Yeah, I get that. It's almost like that post-Thanksgiving feeling.
I like did it hard. I went hard the last 2 days to prepare.
So let's get started on the holiday favorites because you have been cooking and testing away.
Yes.
And we really appreciate it. So the creamed greens, and I'll be honest, anything creamed to me sounds delicious. So are the creamed greens naughty or nice?
The creamed greens are nice, definitely nice. I think it's like a fresh take on your classic like creamed spinach, but instead of just using spinach, they used kale and Brussels sprouts and Parmesan cheese. And I baked it in the oven, but I think it would come out exactly the same if you made it in the microwave. When you first look at it, you're like, but once you taste it, you're like, this is really good. And you can just keep spooning it into your mouth. But if you want to dress it up a little bit, if you have like family over and you're going to serve that, maybe take some fresh Brussels sprouts and roast them and then lay them on top a little bit and then put the Parmesan cheese just to cover it so it looks better because it tastes great, but visually it's just a little wretched.
Wretched. So it doesn't like, look good.
Oh, mm-mm.
What does it look like? Does it look like vomit?
It's like a green and a light green. You know, if you can imagine like a creamy Brussels sprout, kale, cheesy, like it's like a white green.
Right. Well, like you said, you know, if we're talking about like creamed kale and Brussels sprouts, it would be hard to make that pretty, but your suggestion is really good. Or maybe you cut up some fresh vegetables and mix them in. So it's, I mean, I haven't seen it, but it sounds like maybe if you added like some fresh green beans, because you know, everybody loves a green bean casserole.
That would make like a little bit of texture in it too, because it's really smooth and soft. So that would give you like a nice little bit of crunch.
And what's the creaminess of it? What is it, cheese?
It's cheese. It is filled with cheese.
Okay. So it's a vegetable, but it's not really
the greenest dish.
More like a cheese dish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that sounds like a good side. Up next, the scalloped potatoes. Scalloped potatoes, naughty or nice?
Scalloped potatoes definitely make the nice list this year. They actually remind me of Stouffer's / Marie Callender's, like your traditional, you know, frozen potatoes, but they're delicious. They're classic. They come out right every time, but you need to, you know, put them in the broiler and get the top all bubbly and a little bit browned. And then again, if you want to step it up, like I always do, I hate just eating things out of the box, put a little crumbled bacon on top or a little bit of pancetta or something and really, like, you know, and maybe mix it around and put a little bit of seasonings in it too. But it's delicious. It's scalloped potatoes. You can't go wrong.
So it's good on its own, but it could benefit from some zhuzhing too, it sounds like.
I think everything can benefit from a tiny bit of zhuzhing, don't you think?
Yes, especially if we're talking about crumbled bacon. You really can put crumbled bacon on anything and it would be better. It probably would go good with the creamed greens.
Oh, you know what? We should just keep the dish of crumbled bacon out for this whole right. thing.
Or a side of crumbled bacon. That would be good. Like bacon.
That would be so good. Mara, on top of the mac and cheese.
I'm going to put that next to the gravy and the cranberry sauce, like next to all the kind of toppings.
It's going to go first.
Yeah,
people are going to be like, oh, we're out of the bacon's gone.
Right. No, that is actually a really good idea. I'm totally going to do that because everything's
better with bacon. You should totally do that. I think everyone should do that.
Yeah, everything's better with bacon. Okay, this sounds delicious to me. The tater tot casserole, naughty or nice?
That's going to have to go on the naughty list, what? Mara. That dish has been a naughty dish. It looks like it's been a good dish, but once you dig in there, it's naughty.
It's naughty. It's naughty. Been smoking cigarettes behind the bleachers. Okay.
I feel like it would be delicious if I made one from scratch. I feel like it would be killer.
Looks like it's going to be your friend, and then it is not.
You bite into it, and you're like, this is good. And then the more you're eating it, you're like, this is really disgusting. And it looks terrible. It looks like cafeteria food, like fifth grade cafeteria food, like bad, like really bad, like soft tater tots on top and then with this blobbity orange sauce blobbed over them. It's tater tots on the bottom and there's some kind of sauce and I'm not sure what's in the sauce. Some kind of cheese, definitely.
And it's not crispy?
You know what? I cooked it according to package directions in the oven. And for some reason, the tater tots did not come out crispy. They did not. I don't know if it's because it's frozen and all of the ice around the tater tots just make them wet. I don't know. But the dish is not crispy or it's the blobbity sauce that's on top of the tater tots. You're not getting that crispy tot. You're getting a very wet bite, you know, of the sauce.
Mushy. Tater tots covered with a mystery orange sauce. You know, in my mind, I was picturing like really crispy, super hot tater tots with some element that makes it casserole-y, whether it's like a delicious gooey cheese or maybe some bacon bits or some chives and onions, like a loaded baked potato. Like that's what I was thinking of. And I was like, that sounds amazing. And what you're describing sounds awful.
And I feel like I'm going to get some flack on it because I feel like some people are going to be like, it's so good.
Well, that's the great thing about food. People have very different tastes. Like I love candy corn. I will fight somebody about candy corn and Peeps. People are entitled to their food opinions, but we value yours. All right. This one sounds delicious. Maple butter. I have no idea how this could possibly be bad, but I will ask anyway. Maple butter, naughty or nice?
Maple butter is number one on the nice list. Number one. That's the first kid that Santa's going to their house is maple butter. I'm so sorry that I slept on maple butter. It's like 100% organic maple goodness in a jar. It's just
maple syrup, but it's in like a butter form. It's kind of creamy.
It tastes incredible. Like on cookies, I put it on pumpkin samosas. I put it on, it tastes good out of the jar. I put some in my coffee, like a little bit in my coffee. I would describe it to the texture of a thicker caramel, but one that doesn't get stuck in your teeth and it has the sweetness of maple syrup.
So could you mix it with regular butter and use it on like cornbread or biscuits? Oh,
yes. Yes. That would be so good. Like it tastes great on like a slice of banana bread or on, you could put this on like a smoothie bowl or anything and just really make it like really fun and fall, you know. I think it would also be great if you wanted to make like a Starbucks drink at home and you put a little maple butter in the beverage. It would really just, you know, give it that fun Starbucks flavor, you know.
That does sound good. Okay, so we're going to put that, I'm going to put that in the condiment section too. We'll put that next to the bacon bits, like some maple butter. I'm going to mix mine with regular butter. Okay, the rustic apple tart, naughty or nice?
That was definitely nice. The rustic apple tart. This is delicious. Do you like apples?
Oh, I love apples and I live for apple pie. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, well, you're going to love this. If you're just by yourself, I would recommend buying the apple blossoms from Trader Joe's because they're really similar to this rustic tart and there's two smaller ones. But if you're having family over and you're going to eat this with somebody else, get the rustic apple tart. It's covered in almonds and sugar and the apples are just so perfect and delicious and the crust is thick. It looks like dough and then it's folded around and then there's apples in the middle, but you can't really see the apples because of all of the slivered almonds on top and then that's covered in like sugar.
Got it. So,
so then when you cook it properly, the sugar kind of caramelizes and crystals over the top of the almonds and then when you get down in there, all the apples and everything are... So that's why it's nice to have a little ice cream too to just really just, you know.
And is it in a, like a pie tin? How would you cut it? Or is it like...
Trader Joe's makes everything so ready to go, easy to bake. It literally comes in something that you can just pop it in the oven and cook it in.
Okay. And then when you take it out, would you remove it from that thing to serve it or would you serve
Absolutely.
It in that as well?
You would remove it because it's like a dough underneath, you know, it's like a dough. So you could just pick it up or like, you know, use two forks to like pick it out of the baking dish and then just put it on a nice plate.
How many people would it serve?
I mean, it could just serve two if you wanted to. Depends how much. I think you could.
I totally hear you on that. So is it small?
Yeah. I mean, it's personal pan pizza size. Okay. A little bigger than that.
All right. So you would need more than one if you were having people.
Yes. It would be, yeah, it would be one of many desserts that you have that night probably, you know?
Okay. Got it. Okay. Fried olives stuffed with cheese. This sounds like it could go either way. Stuffed with cheese could be delicious.
Stuffed with cheese would usually almost always drive you directly to the nice list. But the olives stuffed with cheese fried have to go on the naughty list this year. Naughty, naughty.
Even the picture doesn't look good. They look kind of gross.
And the fact that it's two olives... is really off-putting to the mouth. I'm not sure if the two olives are smashed together and then they're breaded or if there's two different olives in there with stuffed with cheese. It tasted very processed and so salty and so rich. And it was like a jalapeno popper gone very wrong.
What they look like to me is like kind of like animal droppings.
Yes, I didn't want to say it.
So there you go.
Yes.
Okay, but what is the cheese?
I air fried a couple. My husband ate one. I ate one and I threw the box in the trash.
Yeah. What kind of cheese is it? Do we know?
Cream cheese.
It's cream cheese? Okay, that sounds like the most disgusting thing ever. Who was in a meeting and was like, we should do fried olive stuffed with cream cheese? And somebody was like, yeah, let's totally
do that. So who said yeah? Who supported that?
Who said yes? We need answers. Okay, so those are definitely on the naughty list. Okay. The pumpkin pie ice cream. This sounds like it could go either way, naughty or nice.
I'm going to have to put it on the nice list. That's definitely nice. Trader Joe's usually doesn't really impress me with their ice cream. I'm a Ben and Jerry's diehard, but the pumpkin ice cream at Trader Joe's, it has all of those fall flavors, that nutmeg, the pumpkin, the cinnamon, like it just hits that fall spices spot like so perfectly. And the ice cream tastes really premium and creamy. You can buy like a big tub of it for your family to just like scoop it on pies and to just enjoy it in ice cream cones, or you can buy the mini ice cream cones and then everyone can have their own. Which kind of seems better for social distancing.
It does, actually. It's a good point this year. Is the ice cream smooth or does it have any like chunks of pumpkin?
No, it's completely smooth. It's smooth, smooth, creamy, premium. So soft, you know?
So that sounds like it'd be amazing with like whipped cream, something like that. And how about on the spice level? Because sometimes pumpkin products can have so much spice. They kind of go overboard on the pumpkin spice element. Is it a really heavily spiced ice cream?
I feel like it's not so heavily spiced, but it's actually more pumpkin-y than other things. I feel like you're right. I feel like a lot of people go heavy on the spice and you don't really ever taste any pumpkin, but this is more heavy on the pumpkin flavor than more than on the spice. Okay. But it has spices in it, you know?
Okay. I love that.
It's complimentary. It's not like just spice, which I feel like they've been doing a lot recently. Pumpkin spice is such like a branding thing now that it's just like they just make everything cinnamony and nutmeggy and call it pumpkin spice, you know?
Right, right. Well, that's the thing is that they'll just put a ton of pumpkin spice in it, but no actual pumpkin. So like you said, something will taste like nutmeg and cinnamon and allspice, but it won't taste like actual pumpkin at all.
Yeah. So this ice cream completely solves that problem.
Okay. Pumpkin is good. I'm a fan of pumpkin. I'm a fan of sweet potato. I had sweet potato ice cream recently from Sugar Hill Creamery. Yes. It was actually candied yam flavor. It was to die for. Turkey and stuffing croute. Naughty or nice?
Naughty. Naughty.
What?
Naughty, naughty. This is turkey and stuffing wrapped in a puff pastry, and if you cook it according to package directions, it is naughty. So I'm putting it like that.
On the naughty list.
So it's a turkey tenderloin in the center. Okay. And around that turkey tenderloin is a stuffing, a cornbread stuffing. And then around that cornbread stuffing, around that turkey, you know, is puffed pastry. Mm-hmm. And then you put the entire thing in the oven. And then it comes out and you have this breaded, heavy thing and you cut into it and you're supposed to have slices of like, you know, meat in the middle covered in stuffing and then bread. How does that sound to you, Mara?
Well, it sounds good. And the package, you know, when I look at the picture of it on the package, it looks good. However, this looks like something that would be hard for a really, really, really good restaurant to nail. Like, this does not look like an easy dish to make. So if you want to package it and make it consumer friendly, it seems almost impossible. Like, it seems like someone was overreaching, way overconfident.
They have a vegan one too. They have a vegan version.
Okay.
For that tofurkey inside instead of turkey.
Oh, that sounds even worse.
Mara, I wanted to like this so bad because when I went to Trader Joe's, I was just buying a lot of holiday items and I actually didn't have this in my cart. And then the woman at checkout was like, oh, you didn't get the turkey stuffing and croute. That's one of the most popular items.
She upsold you on a shitty dish?
Well, Mara, people love it. I feel like I'm going to get heat for this. People love it. But when I took it out of the oven and then I cut down into the puff pastry, I mean, it looked like a car ran over it. My husband was like, did you run your car over this? And the thing just started to fall apart. There's so much air in it. It's not like stuffed. The bread isn't stuffed.
Okay.
And the meat, it was like a turkey tenderloin on top of another turkey tenderloin, but they were separate, but put together. And then there was someone like padded stuffing on top of that and then wrap that all in bread. But when you try to cut into it, there's so much air that the whole thing kind of blobs out.
Okay.
And it's very, very messy. And it comes with this really, really, really salty, disgusting, horrible brown gravy. And then it comes with this really good, like syrupy cranberry sauce to add on it. And I mean, if you cover it in the cranberry sauce and take a couple of bites, it's okay. But then it would also, it leaves your mouth tasting so salty for the next hour. Like, horrible. Like, you're like, why does my lips feel weird? My tongue feel
weird. It's like, why is my mouth swelling up? All right, let's talk about another one. I don't see how this could be bad. Cinnamon bun spread. It almost sounds too good to be true. So please tell me this is on the nice list.
Cinnamon bun spread has been a very good girl this year. She's going on the nice list for sure. It's pretty yummy. It's honey, tapioca syrup, milk, brown sugar. The texture is like a little bit more watered down than a caramel. Like it drips out like honey.
How do you use it?
I mean, that is up to your wildest imagination, you know?
It sounds like it would be really good with the apple tart. I'm thinking oatmeal too, maybe.
Oatmeal with some fresh cut apples baked with this.
That would be so good.
Oh my God. Mara, do you watch Shark Tank?
I love Shark Tank.
There was this guy on it the other night who was a chef at all of these like 4-star restaurants, but due to the pandemic, he had to start his own side hustle, and he's made these oatmeal balls that you can just put in the oven and or the microwave and just eat them on the go. They're like oatmeal balls.
I saw that on Instagram because I follow them on Instagram. I saw a clip on Instagram, and I actually have always thought that, like, you know how the coffee cart guy will be like in front of the subway, or they're like coffee carts all over cities.
Yes.
I always thought there should be an oatmeal cart.
Oh my God.
Because I'm like, why aren't people eating more oatmeal on the go? Like, to me, oatmeal is the perfect, perfect food. It gives you energy forever. It's a little bit sweet, but it also has a ton of fiber. Like, I'm the biggest oatmeal fan ever. And I would do oatmeal at night too. Like, sometimes I do it for dessert with like a little bit of Nutella. Yeah. Like, you can do oatmeal anytime of day. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Nutella, because it's warm. So then the Nutella kind of melts a little bit into the, it's really, really good.
What other tricks do you have up your sleeve?
I'm an evil food genius. Okay, but this is about your food tricks. The spicy pumpkin samosa, naughty or nice?
Pumpkin spicy samosas have been excellent. They go on the nice list. These were awesome. This was probably one of my more favorite things from Trader Joe's because it was so original. It's these crispy, flaky pastries. Little tiny samosa triangles filled with spicy pumpkin and paneer. Paneer is like, if you're familiar with Indian food, it's like a cheese that doesn't really melt, but it takes on flavor really easily and it's delicious. And Trader Joe's just did it right. There's like a little bit of spice, the paneer cheese with the pumpkin and the crisp. I actually put maple butter on it.
So then the pumpkin, is it like chunks of pumpkin like you would do with squash?
Totally pureed in there. So it's a nice bite. It's like a crispy on the outside, smooth on the inside. You know, you eat it, it's, you want to keep eating them. And they're small little triangles. So you could just, you want to keep popping them back.
Are they bite-sized?
Oh, I would call them bite-sized, yes.
But now it's not
a bite, but I mean, they're pretty small.
So is this something you would do as an appetizer?
Absolutely. An appetizer or a snack while you're cooking. But yeah, I feel like people would love it as an appetizer. And people would be like, what? Is this? Where'd you get this from? This is so different, you know?
And what about the pumpkin spice? Did they go overboard on the pumpkin spice or is there no pumpkin spice?
It's actually, I can't even taste pumpkin, so to speak. And it doesn't have those like traditional flavors. They really put like this Indian twist on it. So it's like a kind of a spicy, crispy pastry that just tastes really good. I really enjoyed it. It was just, it's spicy, but in not too hot, but like in a nice way where you're like, ooh, my mouth feels warm. So it's like a fall, it's like a warming, flaky pastry filled with like a cheese. It's good.
I don't know enough about food geography to know if pumpkins are native to India, but that combination just makes sense to me. Like, I can see how an Indian spiced pumpkin samosa could be delicious. Okay, this one's an Italian twist. I'm all about that. The cheese-filled bocchetti with pink sauce. Again, this sounds like it could go either way. Naughty or nice?
Nice, Mara. So nice. If you're going to get something for dinner, please get this. The pink sauce bocchetti is so good. Definitely makes the nice list. No questions asked. Perfect behavior. Okay, so these are like little pasta purses. These are like little tortellini pasta purses filled with cheese. And then they're in this pink sauce and it's frozen. So the pink sauce is kind of in little discs and the discs melt down into this amazing sauce. The trick to this is do not follow the directions on the Trader Joe's bag. Don't add water. Don't add as much olive oil as it says. I personally, Mara, I take a hunk of goat cheese. Like, have you ever seen the goat cheese covered in herbs? Like the herb goat cheese? I take that goat cheese. Sometimes I cut it in half and then I just end up adding the whole thing anyway. But just add goat cheese to that frozen pasta. Maybe you add a little tiny baby bit of olive oil and then just let that simmer with the lid on top. You will get the most creamy, most decadent pasta. I mean, it is restaurant quality, like above restaurant quality, especially when you mix it with the goat cheese. But if you follow the package directions and mix it with all of that water and all of that oil, you will be highly disappointed. But if you just pour it out into a hot pan and cover it with a lid, you'll be like amazed.
And then what is the pink sauce?
It's like a blush, creamy tomato sauce. It's It's beautiful. It's okay. Delicious. I mean, the goat cheese just makes the color even a little bit more beautiful too.
Right. So then if you were going to do this in the holidays, would you do this as a side?
Oh yeah. You do this as a side. I actually did this as a side the other day for my mom's birthday. I made ribs and then I made a bunch of chicken wings and then I had salad. And then I also made this pasta and I just put like a spoon in it and everyone like, you know, put a spoon of it on their plate and everyone was dying over it.
It sounds really good. Now, finally, the gobbler quesadilla. Okay, this to me sounds delicious. Gobbler quesadilla. I'm envisioning turkey meat, stuffing, little bits of cranberry, maybe some cornbread stuffing, some gravy flavor. I'm envisioning all that in a warm quesadilla, some cheese, naughty or nice.
Mara, I'm coming to your house for your gobbler quesadilla. Your gobbler quesadilla sounds heavenly, but this one is more an old wet kale.
So is it naughty or nice?
It's naughty.
Oh no.
The gobbler quesadilla is naughty. So the gobbler quesadilla, this is mozzarella cheese, kale, roasted turkey breast, butternut squash, cranberry, and a flour tortilla. How does that sound?
That actually sounds delicious to me.
Doesn't it? That's why everyone grabbed it, because it sounds perfect.
It's not good?
When you bite into it, Mara, it is like somebody's leftovers that are like, and the squash is not cooked evenly. I don't think the squash in mine was even really that cooked. And the kale sitting in a quesadilla that's been sitting in a refrigerated shelf.
That is
horrible.
Yeah.
It's scary.
And kale's a tough one, like texture-wise, kale's a tough one to begin with.
Let alone it's been sitting in a quesadilla for, you know, a day or two, whatever. It's horrible. And then with the mozzarella cheese and the turkey and the, it just all was a huge miss. It was like a blob of bad leftovers that were cooked differently in a flour tortilla, you know?
So not a win.
Really, really not a win. And I had high hopes because after I heard it, I was like, I could make that good at my house, you know?
Right.
I could make that proper here.
Right.
And I'm a huge gobbler person. Like I love making a gobbler. If I go somewhere for Thanksgiving, I bring Tupperware so that I can get the good leftovers. I put, you know, the roasted turkey breast. I'll get a couple slices of that and I'll use some mashed potatoes. And then I'll put a little bit of macaroni and cheese. My mom makes the most incredible mac and cheese.
Do you know what happened with my mac and cheese last Thanksgiving? I'm still horrified. I wake up in the middle of the night with nightmares about it. So I was responsible for making the mac and cheese for a big Thanksgiving dinner. There were like probably 20 people. And I was fine. I'm very confident in my mac and cheese. So I wasn't intimidated by that at all. Because, you know, mac and cheese is important. It has to be right. And I assembled it but didn't cook it because I wanted to take it to their house and cook it in the oven there so that it would come out fresh and bubbly and not dried out.
Right.
I give it to the hostess to put in the oven. I'm like, it needs to go in at this temperature. We'll do like 15, 20 minutes. I'll check on it.
Yeah.
She accidentally put it on broil. So like 5 minutes later, there's like all this black smoke coming out of the oven. And we're like, what is that? And they're like, it's the mac and cheese. So then we take it out and it, like, the top is burnt. Like you could have scraped it with a knife. But then of course, because everybody is so invested in mac and cheese, people were like, no, we're still going to eat it. But I didn't want my mac and cheese eaten under those circumstances. But then, like, it was all dry and people were still eating it. And I was so embarrassed. I would have preferred that they threw it.
All right, you want that cheesy bite. You want that mac and cheese. And it doesn't matter if it's dry because that's what cranberry sauce is for.
Well, you know, people were very generous. They were like, no, it still tastes good. But I was embarrassed. Like, if it's not right, I don't want it to be served.
Probably good broiled. Like,
no, never again. So now I want a do-over. I want to be re-invited to that house with the same guests so I can bring the mac and cheese.
You're like, this is what it was supposed to be like.
Right? I need to redeem myself.
You need a do-over.
I need a do-over. My mac and cheese deserves a do-over. How many Trader Joe's products do you test a week? Like, how many do you post a week?
You know what? I post daily. I post daily to my stories and I post daily to my feed. And I just eat as the day progresses, you know?
Got it. So if people are interested in Trader Joe's products, you are the place to go for that because you are posting reviews every day.
Yeah, I'm posting reviews, comments. You can find my level up. I always show you how to level up Trader Joe's foods over at Trader Jolene. I just love to show you how to take your Trader Joe's foods and, you know, add a little bacon, add a little maple butter, you know, take it to the next level.
I love it. And tell me again what the Instagram handle is.
It's at Trader Jolene. like Trader Joe's, but the girl version, Trader Jolene, like Dolly Parton.
Jolene. I love it. Thank you so much and happy holidays.
Mara, thank you so much. Have a great holiday.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Combo. You can also check out The Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Combo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.